definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
And happy hump day. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Worldwide on the 100.7 The Score mobile app. If you want to tune us in there, you can also watch us via the Apple TV apps, the Amazon Fire Stick app, or, you know, at 107thescore.com. Us being myself, Choice Woodman, Clint Scott graces us with his presence.
That's very polite of you to say. Yeah. Dang right, graces.
And Lucas White in his normal chair across the way, taking care of us. We are with you for the next 3 hours. This is the Christmas Eve show.
The Tri-Eve classic.
Did I get that right? I'm not good with math.
Yeah, I learned that last night.
Just now?
I think so.
That's you did correct. A show with me for like a year.
Yeah, but we tried not to do math actively with our abacuses.
Really tough. Very apropos start for you, too.
What's up, man? Yeah, I miss you guys. I know I'm around you guys, but I miss you guys.
You can join us. We'd love to have your thoughts, your comments, your questions. Chime in any way you want on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. A lot actually going on today on this hump day edition. We've got Tech basketball coming up at I'm going to hit you. This is going to be one of those days. Already going to hit Clint.
I was being the exclamation point with you.
I have to do the exact same things with you that I'm telling my, you know, 4 to 9 year olds. Like, stop copying. Quit being that way. And then you're so bad.
I had a really hard time. Stop copying.
I know.
Stop copying. That's exactly
you do
what you don't
the
say
maturity
to a child.
Level of my children.
Do you have to tell your children not to put stuff on your desk?
No, I don't.
It's good.
Or hide business cards in every crevice that I have.
Are you still finding them?
Oh, I find them. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
You got a little mad the other day, I noticed.
At times.
When I walked in and my business cards were...
And that was because of the bobbleheads all over my desk.
All right, we got
sports.
Sports! We don't care who knows.
Talking to sports. We've got...
How do you say it that way?
Because it's the right way. We do have a Tech basketball game. That is why Jeff Haxton's not in his chair today, because he's prepping. He'll actually join us about an hour from now at 10 o'clock to preview the matchup of what shouldn't be a very good matchup. Houston Christian, a 30.5-point underdog, going up against the Red Raiders at United Supermarkets Arena in the matinee game today at 1 o'clock. Actually going to go get the kids out of school a little early.
Nice.
Which... I say a little early. It's an early release, so I'm going to...
Were they getting out at like 12?
I think they get out at 1.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to get them out in enough time to get there for tip-off, but we'll go watch the game, kind of break us into Christmas season, 4 days away from Christmas. Done shopping?
Yes, yeah. My wife and I... So we have birthdays that are in the holiday season, and so we just kind of mesh everything together, and so typically we just get... Well, really, my wife's like, don't get me anything, but she knows I'm going to get her at least something.
Right.
And so...
And she gets you something.
We've already actually given our single gifts.
What'd you get?
I got a massage gun.
Okay.
I'm very excited about it.
You haven't used it?
Well, we just did this last night. So I used it a little bit. We got back from the game.
I don't understand the price difference in the massage guns. Like, you can find some for 30 or 40 bucks out there, and they seem... really good, but if you get like the original Theragun or whatever, it's like $500.
Theragun.
Therapy. So,
yeah, I was like a dinosaur.
I know. You did it. You brought him back to life.
Touche. So I don't know what makes one way more special than the other, but that's cool. Massage guns are fantastic.
I know this one isn't like, it's not like a top of the line, super expensive one.
Yeah.
And still it came with like 8 attachments depending on which muscle you, like, man, it's awesome. One of them's scary. No.
Man, I really could have used it.
I would not let you borrow my massage.
I would have let you do it for me. I wouldn't have even had to borrow it. I just turned around
You are so rich guy over there. I wouldn't have done it myself. I would have had the help.
Well, isn't that true? Even using
Where's Mortimer, my massager?
Even using massage guns and materials like that, it still doesn't feel as good if you do it to yourself as someone else doing it, right?
Clip that.
Of course. But for real, right? Like if you scratch your own back, it doesn't feel as good.
I disagree.
What?
Now, not with your hand. You got to go you got to go.
Scratcher's all right, but
No. You got to go all the way in. You got to commit. You got to go grizzly bear style, and you find yourself a door or a wall, and you go, it's the bare necessities.
Hex was doing that yesterday.
Oh, it feels so
he
good.
He was on the door frame in between segments. So, yeah, you can already tell what kind of show it's going to be. Get a little off the rails today.
I've already sent an HR complaint because Choice wants me to massage him.
Well,
so.
Just with the gun. National Signing Day is today for football. A lot of signees already in this class.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's been some news around that in recent days. Dylan Spencer, one of the big names, a four-star from UT, or that was committed to UT, flips a couple of days ago. The big news nationally, Arch Manning did sign with Texas. There was some whispers last night that there was going to be a big quarterback flip. But
did you think it was going to be him? Hearing the whisper, because I thought Quinn Ewers struggle at times this year, especially in house when Arch Manning was there. He was going, "Oh yeah, I'm coming here for sure.
This is my job."
It's starting day one.
So, National Signing Day going on. Of course, we mentioned the Tech basketball. We got Tech football 7 days out. We are 1 week away from Red Raiders playing in the Texas Bowl in Houston. So looking forward to that. We will take a peek forward on that. We'll talk a little Dallas Cowboys. So I got a question I'm going to throw Clint's way today. And
is it multiple choice?
No, not really.
So there's only
Were
one
you a good
right
test
answer.
Taker?
Oh, I was excellent. Ask me if I studied for them.
Did you study
not
for them?
Really.
I was a pretty good test taker, unless it's a really a good test. Like normal standardized tests, they gave away the answers a lot of times. You could really just look and be like, well, it's obviously not that one and that one.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's the opposite. And she hates me for it.
Yeah.
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 All right, lots to get into, including some not-so-good news from down south in the state. We'll tell you about that, and plenty more with our headlines. What you need to know.
Teaser.
Coming up next, it is the end of the bench. Roll until noon today on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Today, what you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score. Headline, go visit Lucas at Hickory Farms.
Oh, man. Lucas is the man.
Eating the meats and the cheeses during the break.
One more week.
So, I'm going to go see him over in the Canyon West Shopping Center. I always mix up Canyon West and West End, which one's which, but Canyon West.
Can I ask you something?
No, you can't have any more.
No, well, that too, but I just thought about this. Oh. What was the last thing you used that pocket knife on?
Not sure, but
that's alarming. Well, if I die,
probably a deer.
Stabbing it.
Nah, just like slicing open to get to the guts.
Yeah.
No, I didn't use that one. Never mind.
Why would you use a pocket knife for that?
Because this is the sharpest knife I own.
Good to know.
This is the best knife I've ever had. Spyderco.
You should throw it.
Fantastic.
Throw it at the foam.
I think it would stick.
Well, I know it would stick. That'd just be fun to do.
Where are we? Oh, yeah.
Headlines.
These things on? That's Clint Scott. I'm Choice Woodman. We do have some headlines for you. I'm a bad news first type of guy. Bad news. Donovan Smith has committed to the University of Houston.
Yeah.
Gross. I mean, I've said it quite a bit. He was my favorite Red Raider on this team. Just all that he did, the teammate that he was, he was my favorite Red Raider this past season. Hated to see him go. hate it even more now because he's going to be playing in the league. We don't know if Texas Tech will go against him next year. You probably assume so since it is a Texas school.
Chances are, I would say, pretty good.
I'd say so, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we have no idea what the schedule is even going to look like next year, especially now. I mean, I was basically told, okay, you're going to play these teams, mm-hmm. and now I've been told you could scrap everything there. They had a Texas Tech schedule ready. Now it's...
They've restarted. Still waiting on that.
Everything's
schedule.
Different now with Texas and OU most likely leaving mm-hmm. Prior to the 2024 season now. So Donovan Smith ends up committing to the University of Houston. There's a good chance you'll have to face him next year. And this is where I continue, well, regardless of the player, the one rule on this transfer portal that I want the most is put the old-fashioned rule of you have to sit out a year if you transfer within conference. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only rule I want, really, is just if you're going to transfer within conference for anybody. And I know Tech has been the beneficiary at times, mm-hmm. And you've got to continue to take advantage while that rule is not there. But, man, I hate seeing it.
Well, it's just like with anything right now, right, with the transfer portal, NIL, any of that, whether you – dislike some things about it or like things about it, you should still want your university to play the game, right? Sure. You got to be all in if you want to be, if you want to compete.
Take advantage of what's there.
And I completely agree because it's benefited two universities that I root for, right? Mm-hmm. And I get that. At the same time, I'm with you. I want to see the year sitting out.
Sure.
And the other side of that too is with Donovan, even if you don't see him next year, I mean, he's going to be there a little bit. You would think.
Yeah.
So chances are you will see him either there or here in Lubbock
either
sooner or later.
Most likely. Other going on today, the good news, National Signing Day is here. I've got the A-list, trying to keep this as up-to-date as possible. Jake Strong, your quarterback, has signed. Really, the entire offensive line or offensive class has already mm-hmm. signed with Tech this morning, so that's good news. You got 6 players that are expected to sign that still haven't, to mm-hmm. my count. That includes a couple of 4-stars, Dylan Spencer, one of those, Jordan Sanford, another one. Texas Tech, the good news here, Clint, is going among the 4 main recruiting websites, ESPN, On3, 24/7, and Rivals. You are scheduled to sign 10 4-stars.
Mm-hmm.
10 4-star guys. Mm-hmm. That's never happened here. It doesn't happen here. And this will be one of the best collective classes you've ever signed at Texas Tech. Joey McGuire said earlier this week, actually it was last week, but anticipating the fastest class Tech's ever signed. So a lot of hype at this time of year that we don't normally have.
Remember a month ago, and I'm not saying this was even the bulk, but a month ago when we're not we, but you were seeing a small collective of worry. Like,
sure.
Boy, you're not even going to make a bowl game. You're gonna struggle in the back half.
Yeah.
You may get one between Kansas, Iowa State, and Oklahoma, and then you get all 3, and then you keep going with the class. And that was the other thing. Yeah. Like, who cares about a class? We need to be winning now. Like, yada, 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 yada. And now sitting where you are right now, and, I mean.
Things change.
You feel like you have all the momentum in the world.
No doubt. No doubt. This is a different feeling for sure. Texas Tech Hoops in action today. We've got the game for you starting at noon, a 1 o'clock tip-off this afternoon. It'll be right here on 100.7 The Score, as well as Double T 97.3. You okay?
Is that a heater on?
It is a heater that just kicked on.
Disgusting.
The Red Raiders taking on Houston Christian, who earlier in the week, I haven't checked it since, but we're 361 in the net rankings out of 363 teams. This is one of those where you're like, hey, where's the COVID when we need it? We need to cancel this game.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone was out there looking at Houston Christian. We're like, maybe they help you in the net rankings. Well, if you were wondering for some reason, we can go ahead and confirm it's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Go lick doorknobs or something. We need to get this game canceled. But no, looks like it's going to go on as scheduled. 1 o'clock.
Which doorknob would you be more likely to lick, like if you wanted to get sick? Like the knob turn or like the handle turn? Because I think the knob turn looks weirder.
I think you get more surface area on the knob turn if you're going to lick it. I mean, the handle, you could technically use one finger to open the door, and it's...
Sure, you could kick it if you wanted to.
This is true.
Yeah.
I've seen you do it. Tonight, bowl game action, the New Orleans Bowl. After a couple of bowl games yesterday, featured an Eastern Michigan win and Toledo beating Liberty. Sorry, Lucas. I told you. But
Where you at with Liberty right now? That kind of...
When I saw that Salter was starting, I was like, no, we lost.
Yeah. But it was a close game.
I can't stand watching him play. Mm.
21-19, Toledo won that one. Today, Western Kentucky, you've got to get a future player in this game, and Randy Stotts, offensive lineman for them. He will be a Red Raider next season, but he's going to play in this game. And then South Alabama.
Salabama.
USA. I wonder if they go by that.
I don't think so.
University of South Alabama.
They probably don't go by Salabama either, though, to be fair.
South Alabama, 10-2 this season. So they'll take on Western Kentucky. 8 o'clock.
The Jaguars?
Kickoff. Yes.
Yeah.
Jaguar, if you're in Britain. 7:30 coverage start time. You can listen to the game right here on 100.7. The Score. Carlos Correa, the big news this morning is he has signed a large deal with the New York Metropolitans.
Shelling out some money over there.
$315 million over 12 years. I get this is baseball and this is the way the contracts go, but signing anyone to anything for 12 years, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But that's what... that's what it gets. 12 years, $315 million to be a New York Met.
Do your New York voice again.
Are you excited about this one?
I am, yes. I'm very excited. They've spent over $800 million this offseason.
That is crazy.
Wait, are you a Mets fan?
Yes.
One of his teams, yes.
I thought you were an Orioles fan.
Mets and O's.
He claims both.
That sounds like a weird board game. Who wants to play Mets and O's?
Mets and O's. Or off-brand cereal.
Or an off-brand cereal.
Some bad news.
Delicious Mets and O's.
Out of the world of NFL football. Steelers Hall of Fame running back Franco Harris dies at the age of 72. Of course, most famous, unfortunately, for the immaculate reception against the Dallas Cowboys.
He's one of those guys that I think a lot of people, especially like our age, don't realize just how good of a running back he was because you know him for one play.
It's one play, yeah.
And it was an amazing play. Obviously a huge
he's a Hall of Famer.
Career-setting play. But I feel like a lot of people our age don't realize how good of a running back he just was, just as a back.
And some news out of the world of golf. The Masters Tournament announced yesterday that any golfer who has qualified for the tournament based on its previous criteria will be invited to play in 2023. So that means at least 15 players currently on the LIV Tour will be part of the field, including 6 past champions. So big news there, if there's any question. And the Masters kind of sets the tone for all of the other majors as well. So you would assume everybody is going to follow that, and we'll see the LIV golfers in the 4 majors once again.
That's great news. It means we can be in the Masters choice.
That's right.
Finally.
I think that's what that means.
Yeah.
All right, getting to some of your thoughts on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Dive into some of that, take a look at the calendar, talk some hoops next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You can chime in, take your thoughts, your comments, your questions. We're going to visit with Jeff Haxton coming up about 15 minutes from now. And then Clint's got the burning questions, as he totally knew.
He does.
And at about 10:30 this morning.
Burn the crap out of you guys.
I know you are. So, National Signing Day. Give you a some layman's terms on this stuff, because I know a lot of people are like me, don't pay strong attention to recruiting until today. And then after today, it's a, okay, let's see who ends up on campus and...
Right.
Who pans out. You could, but it's like anything else. If you're doing better or doing well, you pay more attention. You're more excited about it.
Yeah.
You got a top 25 class coming in today. It's a big deal.
You know how many times I've like faithfully tuned into Kansas recruiting. Like, this is exactly what you're saying, and there's a reason. Because I don't want to depress myself and see all 11
football, right?
Yes, and see, yes, yes.
And there's, see, there's pretty good recruiting going on in the campus of
And see all 11 recruits that are 1.5 stars
that nobody wanted.
That nobody wanted.
It could have ended up at Wayland Baptist.
Like the past,
no offense to Wayland.
The past 2 years has been the most that I've in the I would say in this decade that I've paid attention to recruiting.
Someone asked earlier, what recruit in this class should we be most excited about, and who will be the most immediate impact player? The immediate impact.
Can we count your transfers?
I don't think you do count the transfers, because those will be your most immediate impact player. Yeah. You look at last year, you had one guy that I can really remember that was an impact player from your freshman class, mm-hmm. like true freshman. You had some other redshirt freshmen that played, but Joseph Adetere was it. He was the your one player that really got real minutes, real snaps, and he had to step in a lot more at the end of the year without Tyree Wilson. So I don't think you can expect, especially in the world of transfers, that's kind of what changes mm-hmm. things nowadays. And Tech isn't participating in the transfer portal as much as a lot of teams out there, but you're going to have an old defense coming back. Mm-hmm. You've got nine and a half starters coming back on offense. So I don't foresee there being a lot of need for you to have to play a lot of these guys early next year.
Right, because like one guy that I think you should be really excited about, right, Jordan Sanford. Mm-hmm. Safety.
Yeah.
You should be really excited, but I mean, I highly doubt you're going to see him in a very big capacity, maybe on special teams, something like that. And you're hoping that that's the case, right? Like, you're hoping that you don't have to force the freshmen who may or may not be ready just because of how talented they are, because old, right?
Yep. He's definitely one out of Mansfield Timberview, I believe.
So, I mean, I agree with you. I don't know of any of these guys that you can expect to make an immediate effect on the roster. And as far as just side quick question. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Adetere. Jamie and I talked about this the other day, talking about who do you expect to make the biggest jump next year. Mm-hmm. And we gave an offensive one and a defense one. I went Baron Morton for offense, and then defensively, he was mine.
Yep.
I mean, it feels like he's set now again. A lot of it was from an injury that you clearly did not want to see from Tyree Wilson. But even then, I mean, it made an immediate impact and right in. And
he was already a guy that,
sure,
that was playing some and getting into the rotation.
And it just locked it in because he needed him to be at that point. Is that who you would put?
Of guys that make big jumps, I think Adetere is probably the right answer there. Jacob Rodriguez would be another one at linebacker, because you're going to lose some linebackers. And he showed some really good signs. Trying to go off the top of the head here. Those are probably the two that I would highlight from the get-go and think you're going to have some good impact out of there. And I think offensively, man, you got a lot of options to pick. Like, Jerron Bradley is one that you could definitely throw in the mix there. Mm-hmm. Any of your receivers, really. You say, saw flashes out of him, but no consistency. Mm-hmm. That's what you want, is someone that's consistent. Bradley led the way in receiving this year, but it was only 600-something yards for mm-hmm. you. You want that number to be between 900 and 1,200 yards for a top receiver in an offense like this.
And I think what's promising with him, to me, I thought you saw more consistency at the end of the year
him. I think so.
And so hopefully that just rolls right over into next year.
No doubt about it. Looking at this class, guys that you're excited about, there's a lot to be excited about.
Yeah.
As I mentioned earlier, this National Signing Day class for Tech, you're looking at about 10 guys when all is said and done, 10 guys that will that are 4-star on one recruiting ranking or another. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. I mean, we're not used to that. And if you continue to win, Joey McGuire has relationships kind of unlike most coaches out there, the recruiting should only continue to get better. So it's a really good class. And the other one I'm really excited about, Isaiah Crawford. He's a guy who flipped very early on, was a Baylor commit, flipped to Texas Tech, and he's from Post. So he checks a lot of boxes there, keeping a local kid home and all that. So I'm thrilled about him, and he's another defensive end that can get after the quarterback.
And that was what you said in there was the big thing of why I was excited about him. Yeah, I mean, he's super talented, but that was the first sign when Coach McGuire got here that you were going to recruit hard the kids that you want to keep in the area. You don't want them to leave the 100-mile radius. And there's a lot of good football players out here. I think you got John Curry. I think that's another one. I don't think he's going to be on the same level as that, but like those were the type of signs of, yeah, you're going to actually go after the local kids.
Sure.
And keep them home. And I agree, Isaiah Crawford is a big one. And I think another one too for me is the guy who you just flipped from Texas.
Yeah, that one's going to be
huge. That's massive.
He's a 6'5", 250-pound defensive end that he's definitely – you're looking for more Tyree Wilson bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the type of guy that is prototype. Hey, we want those type of bodies here. They pass the eye test, but obviously he passed a lot more tests than that. Spencer will kind of be in that category. Big-bodied defensive end that should be able to get after the quarterback.
And this is putting the cart way before the horse. But obviously, you know, you loved everything that Tyree Wilson did for you just from a playing standpoint and rooting for him as a Red Raider. But something that really goes along with that is you look at, well, how does a school become like a linebacker you? How does a school become a running back you? Well, players that are talented at that position group see other people go into a system, succeed, make their way to the NFL, whatever that looks like, and they go, well, if they can use me in the same way, who says I can't do that? And you kind of get that chain effect. Again, I'm not saying Texas Tech, defensive line you, Texas Tech, defensive end you. But I would have to think that plays a part with why they were able to flip him, because you're going to have a need there. But also, you've seen someone who is very talented in Tyree Wilson, I mean, reach big heights.
Someone said, why haven't the other guys signed yet? Are they doing a ceremony or are they hesitating? Hurry up, Spencer, and sign. I don't know. I don't. Again, this is where it gets really deep. Some people pay attention to every little detail.
Mm-hmm.
There are ceremonies that will happen at 10 or 11 this morning and that sort of thing. So we'll just relay it to you as guys sign and keep you as up to date as we can this morning.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Yo, 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 what is good? It is hour number three of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com.
Don't we have
107 The Score mobile app?
We have a hip hop station, right? The Vibe.
Yo, 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 at the Wicked Cup of Cocoa.
The ho, ho, ho.
Happy
Santa's wearing his Santa clothes.
Wednesday to you. Merry Christmas. Alongside Clint Scott, I'm Choice Woodman.
You're just jealous that I haven't given you a food-based rap name yet, like Lil Crouton or Jeffy Mack.
Jackson Frazier across the way. His is kind of like food-based. Flaxen in there. Flaxseed, wax. People eat wax. This is one of the weirdest things.
Wax?
The wax candies.
He totally eats wax.
Wax candies.
He puts his pinky in his ear and whatever comes out.
Like, seriously, have you ever gotten into those, the wax Coke bottles or the lips you can get?
I've never eaten someone's lips.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The wax candies?
Oh, I know the little miniature Coke bottles or whatever.
Right.
No,
I don't get it.
My thing.
My brother likes those and I just...
Are those still around?
They're made of wax?
Yeah, they're made of wax.
Wait, so they're a wax candy?
They're wax candy.
Wait.
I don't know that you ingest it or you just chew on it forever.
So they're made of wax?
Let's go.
Oh. I hate this.
This one is super swift.
Like Taylor Swift. We did the same thing.
I know. I'm disappointed in myself now. All right. Clint, you fancy yourself as a college basketball fan.
Sure.
There are four. Nope, don't touch your computer.
I'm looking at the chat line. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I'll push it away.
There are four teams left in the entire country out of 363 that remain unbeaten. This is pass-fail. Name all four of them.
Mm.
Actually, no, I'm in a giving mood. It's Christmas season. You got to get 3 out of 4 to win this.
3 out of 4.
Hit a 75 on the quick pop quiz.
Give me Purdue.
Purdue is one of them. Number one team in the land right now.
I'm trying to think through. It's no one in the big...
Hold up. I think my quiz is inaccurate. I think we're down to 3.
Because Mississippi State lost.
They lost last night.
Can I count that as my answer? Because that was... Only reason I knew that is because I saw that they lost today.
So that would have been one. So only 3 left now.
I thought there were 4. And then there were 3. So Purdue's one of 3.
Purdue is one of 3. Mississippi State was one.
I think
I
should get Mississippi State as a point because I had it.
Nope.
It's no one in the Big 12.
You're missing the number 2 team in the country. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. Number 1 and number 2 are undefeated.
How am I blanking on who's number 2? It just left my mind.
Come on, Jayhawk.
Oh.
It's not the Jayhawks.
Why can't I give you Purdue,
come on, college basketball
Virginia,
fan.
Kansas, Houston, and not give you who? Why is this happening to me? I hate this so much. This is what happens every time we do the pop quiz. You give me the easiest one, and I miss it. And I'm just completely blank right now.
Yep. Okay. So you're giving up?
Yeah, I give up.
Any guesses over there? He's already looked it up.
I've already looked it up.
No, it's UConn. Okay. I got it.
But you still...
It
still had to get 3 out of 3.
What?
Still had to get 3 out of 3.
Oh, so I still have to get the third one?
Yeah.
Well, I thought since I got Mississippi State...
No. 67% isn't passing.
The third one, am I going to get the third one?
It's a top 25 team.
No. The Power 5? No.
Actually, I don't know if they are top 25.
Man, that took me way too long to get UConn.
Yep.
They've been kind of a surprise this year how good that they've been and they've risen.
They're not a top 25 team. Okay. They're getting votes.
The Power 5?
Your last hint is they are in the home state of Kit Carson. Come on, man. That was a simple... The home state of your wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, New Mexico State.
All right.
New Mexico.
You still blew it.
Just New Mexico.
Strike 3.
Just
you're
UNM.
Out.
Just
it
the
is
Lobos.
UNM, but you said.
I just feel. Right. I just feel. I don't
disappointing
feel
disappointing for all Kansas Jayhawks everywhere. You should.
I don't feel like super victorious that
she
I
is
finally
from
remembered
Mexico.
The second team. Yeah, she's from Fort Sumner. That I remembered the second freaking team ranked in the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what every single time this pop quiz happens, that happens.
You freeze up.
I freeze.
You told me you're good at...
At test taking, not at pop quiz. It's okay. Different.
There are differences.
I feel a lot better that I got there.
Yeah, just like, UNM is the last...
It was literally looking at the list in my head, and there was just like it was censored. The number 2 team was censored in my mind.
Blacked out, like the CIA records on JFK until recently. How about that?
Did you know that about New Mexico before you looked it up today?
No.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wouldn't have known that. That's why I gave you the pop quiz and not me.
Mm-hmm.
Could be worse, Clint. He could have asked you to name Kevin Costner.
Oh,
movies.
Man. That was early on in my young little radio
very
career.
Early. Holy cow.
And that did not go well.
Hold back choice. You can get Clint on Throat Punch Thursday tomorrow for the wax candy comment. Someone asked this question a little earlier. I'm trying to find it. Said it was something along the lines of, did y'all see
Tyler Shuck's video?
Tyler Shuck mm-hmm. video. What did you make of it? So Tyler Shuck was on, I guess, a podcast or something, probably where he's getting paid to be on there. Have no idea. Never mm-hmm. seen the guys on there. Not trying to slight anybody. I just hadn't seen
who
it before.
Who is this podcast? No one even cares.
One guy was wearing a bunch
losers.
Of Oregon gear. How does Shuck feel about that? It's for his previous school. Have no idea. Anyway, he goes through and talks about... I would play it, but he says a bad word in there. He goes through and talks about...
What's the bad word?
The S word.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah. Anyway, he talks about coming back. He says the words coming back, or that's why I came back. And he was talking about beating Texas and beating OU and how they have inherent advantages and endowments, all these sorts of things. Basically, talking about being the little guy with a chip on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. Some people have taken this as, oh, he's announcing he's coming back. I've seen some people talk about that. I didn't read it that way. I read it as he came back from his injury, and this is what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's what...
Because he hasn't
I think I get it. Part of it is I feel like there's a heavy percentage that isn't expecting him to be a Red Raider, and so you're trying to clutch at any straws to find certainty. And I don't think that this does that, and I think that maybe that's where that angle is coming from, because I'm with you. I mean, I read it as, well, yeah, he did come back. Came back in a season that not a lot of people thought you were going to see him for whatever reason. And who knows, maybe something – I mean, right now – transfers and college football can be a mess, especially when it's in the bowl season, off season, transfer portal season. Yeah. Maybe something does come of it, but I didn't see it that way at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. But we could be wrong. Maybe that's exactly what I was saying. Maybe he's saying he's coming back. I assume we'll get some sort of announcement either direction from him after the bowl game. Initially, I thought you would probably see this guy go to the NFL or test his chance there, but I think it's fairly up in the air at this point. It's the end of the bench. Some headlines for you next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That's right. It is time for Ask the Benchwarmers questions. Any and all sorts are welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tweet us at 107 The Score. Call us up on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. We join you from the First United Bank studio. We being myself, Choice Woodman, Clint Scott to my right, and Jackson Frazier across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. A handful in. I'm going to go back to ones from a little earlier. Tyler asked early in the show, Benchwarmers, do y'all leave negative restaurant reviews? I never have. But then he sent a picture of his $14 personal pizza from a new pizza place in the Houston area.
That thing looked like it got baked in a washing machine.
Oh, my gosh.
It looked like they just threw it in a washing machine.
Have you ever left a negative restaurant review?
I'm not really a reviewer.
I'm not either. I don't, and I try to be more positive if I do. So I don't think I have. But if it was a really bad experience and that's the only way you're going to get through, I might do it.
Now, I'll be honest and like, I mean, I'm not like out there like, hey, all you people, hey, all you people, hey, all you people, listen to me. But
yes,
I will make sure all of my friends, I will make sure all of my friends know not to go to that place.
Okay. Yeah. Did y'all see the Chiefs super fan who got arrested for robbing a bank on the way to the Houston game this weekend? Did you see that?
No. He wore the mask to the game that he robbed. The
no
bank.
Way. Okay. I hadn't seen this. That's amazing. That fits Houston so well, too. Like,
fantastic.
Chiefs fan in Houston.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
And then the Chiefs somehow stole a win over the Texans, and I hate that I had to use that wording, but they did.
Tyler says, does Choice have any rebuttals to Clint startling him? This is like 3 weeks after we got in this building. This has been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuttals, Clint's a punk. That's it.
Good one. I got served.
Yeah, you did, bro. Would you guys like to see Tech football move back to the clean, flattened double T helmet and uniforms? I'm so ready for them to go back to the clean look uniform. Too much going on with the uniforms in the last 12 years, in my opinion.
I don't have a strong enough opinion, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'm the ones they've got now are fine. There's little tweaks I would do if I had the uniform design my own. I, probably semi-unpopular opinion, am completely fine with both double Ts. I like both. I lean towards the old school one, but I like that you have two different options. So if it was my pick, out of 12 games a year, I'd probably have you wear the flat double T 7 times a year and the 3D beveled or whatever they call it, double T 5 times a year.
Well,
so,
the other side of that too is, I mean, it's not like a huge, huge factor, but when you have all of the different uniform options, what does that help? Recruiting.
Yeah, sure. That's part of it nowadays. And And you've got some great looks. And I do think your best ones put out by Under Armour are the old school ones. Mm-hmm. So maybe go to a template that's more old school. But I'm not, again, I'm probably the wrong
that's
person.
That's not the molehill you're dying on.
Yep. No, it's not. Benchwarmers, you're part of a bluegrass band. What role are you taking? Yodeler, banjo player, or spoon player?
Oh, spoons. I'm all the way in on
you
the spoons.
You would 100% be the spooner. I would learn the banjo in honor of Banjo Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I was planning on having him teach me guitar, but that didn't go well. So, I think I could probably better do one of the other two. I think I can learn spoons a lot quicker than I can learn a banjo.
I think I already know how to play the spoons. I just haven't tried.
What's the harp that does the... Oh, the weird sounding, the saw looking.
Oh, it's the saw. You can just play the saw. Call it the saw. There was an elder at our church. His name was Norval, the ultimate old school Kansan name, rancher, Eagle Canyon Ranch.
Norval.
Shout out.
Good Norvals here.
He would play the saw, and it was awesome. And it was just like, wow, wow, wow. And I was like, how do you do this? This witchcraft.
Here's a hill people die on. When people call bison buffalo, they aren't the same thing. We have bison in the U.S., buffalo are in Africa. I'm okay with either.
Yeah, I usually say...
I lean towards the bison, but, I mean, like, Colorado, they're the buffaloes, West Texas A&M, same thing, even though we know they're bison.
I usually say that when my son's leaving.
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
Hope you find your dad.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Benchwarmers, what is the ceiling for Texas Tech basketball now?
Still feels like, because the talent's there, and even when you kind of felt weird over the past couple of weeks with some close games, you have the talent to win a Big 12 championship. And this is if everything goes right.
Yeah, things would have to, and I don't this know is, and I'm this going is, in that high of a ceiling.
I think that's the ceiling. I think if everything goes right and you play
I think
well,
I would say
it's are you going to reach that? I don't think you will.
Prior to the season, I'd agree with you and say you are a team that could win a Big 12 title as your ceiling. I would finish you or put you finishing 3-5. Now I think your ceiling is finishing about third place in this league. And that's if things go well. I don't see you overcoming enough with what we've seen, close games against teams you shouldn't be playing close games against, unless you just hit a crazy good stride, which I don't see that happening. So I would
but that's where it,
have
it,
a
it,
hard I, time finding them getting over Kansas.
When exactly what you said, though, unless you see them hitting a big stride, which they could.
And have done in the past.
And so that's why I think if the word is ceiling, I think the ceiling still could be a Big 12 championship. But you're nowhere close to that ceiling right
you're
now.
Living,
you're nowhere close to it.
You're living with like 15-foot beams above your head or something.
Yes, you're in the Waco Woodman Estate ceiling right now.
Someone said, I'll pick the jug for the band. That's another good one.
Oh, yeah. Good I think my phone just rang.
Okay. The jug kind of sounds like a vibrator. Vibrating tone.
Joyce, put your vibrator away. Why are you bringing that out in the office?
How many kids are already out of school
Choice.
Today, too? Gosh dang it.
Why is Joyce's drawer rattling? Why is it?
We got so close to the end of the show. Fellas, I'm just going to try to roll right through, even though there's no chance. Fellas, who was the guy he was saying, Hacks was saying, was coming back for Tech basketball who had been here a few years back? Hacks wasn't sure if he had play or be a GA. Who was that and what happened to that? I don't see him on the roster. That was Malik Ondigo is who they're referencing. And I don't think I've seen him at any games. So he came here during the summer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Thought he would be a GA. Thought he might play a little and then changed his mind. I guess that because unless I'm just completely missing him, I'll look for him again today at the arena. It was Malik Ondigo who was here for a while, then here for a cup of coffee, and he's gone. Benchwarmers, who's the bowl game MVP for Tech?
Ooh, give me Taj Brooks as my number one draft pick.
You think they'll feed Taj a lot? I think Sir Roderick might get a lot of options because it's his final game as a Red Raider.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I think they'll still give them the same percentage of carries, though.
Okay. A lot of times it's easy to answer quarterback in these situations, but Tyler Shuck as a quarterback has rarely put up big numbers, but he wins games. So, like, you could see Texas Tech win this game, but Tyler Shuck throw for 215 yards. That wouldn't be shocking if you keep the ball on the ground like you're talking about. And
yeah,
I don't know. I'll be different and go Jerron Bradley on the offensive side. Defensively, this would have been an easy Tyree Wilson answer, but man, they're going to run the ball a lot.
Yeah, give me
Ole Miss is going to run it a lot.
So give me Krishan Merriweather defensively.
Tony Bradford.
Okay, I think that's a good one too.
Going to get a strip sack. Yeah, I think. Point.
Anywhere in that kind of front, inside the box.
Yeah, Merriweather's probably going to have a lot of tackles. Benchy's early bowl score prediction. Ready for it? That's from Shelley. We're 1 week out. I still lean Red Raiders way because there's going to be a lot of Ole Miss players missing. Mm-hmm. They really hit a wall at the end of the season. Didn't feel like they were heading in the right direction. Well, they lose three out of the last five, I think it was. Maybe four. They were number seven team in the country at one point.
Yeah. Well, it was certainly worse in the final six than it was in
hit first a wall six. For sure. But I think, man, am I ready to give?
Yeah,
a
Tech
score?
Went. Or I mean, sorry, Ole Miss went 1-4 in their final five.
So four out of the last.
And their
five,
one win was Texas A&M.
So yeah, this is a team where I think you're going to match up decently talent-wise, and then motivation, I think Tech will have a lot more on that front, and all, fans.
All five of those final games, they scored in the 20s.
Okay.
Give me Tech, let's give a weird score. Let's go 33-28.
I'm going to be somewhere in that range, yeah. I'm not going to give a score because I don't like math. Clint, have a good day. Tech basketball coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.